So, like Jonas has said, we have been exploring various means of keeping metadata in as creative works get passed between applications and various media. And one such project that we've been doing in the past few months was related to preserving attribution as digital images get remixed in an image editor. And we developed the prototype, proof of concept of this use case in the GIMP. So, and I'll now quickly demonstrate how this actually works. But before that, I'd like to show you how and what it means to preserve attribution as the image gets passed between applications. So this is Firefox, and it is it has an extension that allows you to copy to collect metadata that is present on the web page alongside this image. It has been formatted as RDFA. So, and this extension allows you to copy image with metadata using this context menu. So let's copy it. And we have a similar plugin for LibreOffice. So if we paste the image using a regular paste option, well, it just get pasted, nothing interesting. But if we paste it using the extension, we will get this image, and as you can see, it has got the attribution stanza, which well, it is not exactly metadata. It is formatted metadata, so it is human readable. But the idea is, so you get the metadata placed in the clipboard as you copy the work, so you can actually get it in some other application. Well, and now let me show you how this might work when we try to remix a work using GIMP. So I am now using regular paste function. So, and I'll create it as a layer. And just so things get more interesting, I shall add a couple of images from disk. So, like this. And another one. Yeah. These images also have a bit of metadata. If we check, so here, the image's creator is specified in the metadata header. And now we don't see any metadata here, but it is not supposed to be visible. We have a dialog here to show it. So as you can see, it's a very quick and dirty dialog, but it allows us to at least to see how much metadata is behind the scenes. And if we now try to copy this to clipboard, but to do this I'll have to merge the layers. So I'll just merge it one by one and copy this layer to clipboard and try pasting that into LibreOffice. So I'll get the metadata as well. And this is quite interesting. So we have just created a collage out of various pictures, and we got the metadata retained when we paste this into another application. It also works when you try to save it to disk, but not quite as nice because, the API to write metadata in GIMP is based on GXF2, which does not allow place in full fledged metadata that we used here. But, well, at least it's a start to something more interesting. And now I hope that you're wondering how this thing actually works, because that's what my talk will be about. And let's first look how metadata is typically handled in creative projects. So to the left there is an image that shows that we have some work in progress with maybe with several layers. We typically have one single block of metadata for the entire project. At least many applications do this. I'm not quite sure if there is free software that keeps metadata for individual parts of a work. And to the right is how we think it should be done. So for every layer or some other indivisible atomic part of such a work, we should keep its metadata. And well, as we load it from disk or paste it from clipboard, the metadata should remain in the project file. As we do most of operations with the metadata in stored as RDF, I'll just give a quick introduction, because I'll be talking about subjects and namespaces in the, for the next few minutes. So RDF is a way to describe information using triples. A triple consists of subject, predicate, and object, where the first two are URIs, and object can be a URI or some literal value. In the context of metadata, that would mean that subject is the work that we are trying to describe. Predicate is some property such as title or the author of the work, and object is usually a property value or a link to another tree.